got for us today?
So we're listening
to the Satin right now.
Okay, fine. Go ahead.
The cigarette holder, which wigs me over her shoulder, she digs me out, cat him, that's Satin Doll. Michelle, we go out skipping, careful, amigo. You all flip at him, speak so Latin, that's Satin Doll. She's a nobody's fool, so I'm playing it cool as can be. I'll give it a whirl, but I ain't for no girl catching me. Switcheroonie, telephone numbers. Well, you know, doing my rumbas with Uno and that in my saddle. She is a nobody's fool, so I'm playing it cool as can be. I will give it a whirl, but I ain't for no girl catching me. Switcheroonie, telephone numbers. Well, you know, doing my rumbas with Uno and that imp, my Satin Doll. And that imp, my Satin Doll.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome back to the show. It is Amir, and this is On the Fence about Amir and Luis. The fuck you laughing at, fat boy?
You're always trying to start the show off like Rick James. Welcome, everybody. Welcome, everybody.
Welcome, everybody. Do the motherfucking.
I'm the host, Don Cornelius. This is Soul Train.
You wish. We don't have nearly enough funk. We would have fucking. We're in the very back of the Soul Train.
Look at that. See that? Right. Curtains. But you know what? We like the sun.
We don't like the sun. The sun sucks.
What do you mean?
What do you know, light skin?
I thought you were going to call me out for my knowledge on Soul Train.
Soul Train? First of all, who the fuck doesn't know Don Cornelius?
First of all, why are you doing that?
Because I use fucking...
You're like that Indian street cook that fucking rubs it on the food he's about to serve to children.
And you still eat six of them.
I don't like street food.
You don't like street food?
I always bring this up. This isn't racist at all, but I'm just bringing up something.
Just know that this is about to be very racist.
I just want to comment afterwards.
You want to juggle those fucking words in your mouth?
No, it's just me talking. That's it.
What do you not like about street food?
There's a village in China where, as a tradition, they have pre-adolescent boys piss into a giant metal pot. They put eggs in it, and then they boil the eggs in that piss,
mm-hmm.
and then they eat that boiled egg as a tradition.
All right, that's pretty gross.
Comment.
You drank a whole gallon of milk yesterday, so I think your judgment is
Fuck that. No, I would never do that. And I just like pointing that out. I just like pointing that out whenever it's like, oh my God, dude, I don't know. I like coffee. Tea arrogance is fucking bullshit. I don't like it.
You just said you like coffee. Coffee is literally shitted out by an animal.
No.
Yes.
You're talking about that one rich variant. But
No. Coffee.
Yeah.
Shit it out by an animal.
No,
it's and then in just inexplicably, I don't know. I'm using
in,
the word
in out in
and without fail, there is definitely some cockroaches in your coffee.
That's not. We talked about this before, but that's like whatever. No one's shitting out actual coffee.
There is a little animal that eats the berries. Eats the berries.
I know what you're talking about. You're talking about the fucking Madagascar one, but that's the rich variant. That's different.
No.
Yes. Why do you keep on acting like it's not fucking true?
It's not true. Coffee is shit. It's a disgusting.
No, it's not. Coffee it is definitely.
You are fucking... just addicted to it, Perez.
Maybe, but that's not fucking true.
Look, you got your fancy Kirkland Cheetah coffee right here in front of me.
Yeah, it's fucking show to the.
See, what are you fucking? Hold on.
I like it. It's a.
Well, they
snow,
can fucking buy some
leopard.
Advertisement from us. First of all, I'm not gonna.
Snow leopard Colombian coffee. I don't know why the Colombians are involved, but yeah.
I don't fucking know. See, the snow leopard had to eat the shit.
And Amir, what's the only state that can grow coffee?
The only state that can grow coffee. The only state. Eurasia.
No, it's not a state.
It's a state in the United States.
No, it's Hawaii. Yeah.
Good.
It's Hawaii.
It's Hawaii.
The only state that can, naturally grow coffee.
Well, the coffee plant just grows there?
It just makes sense to grow. As in, like, you can grow a coffee plant in your house, but if you want to have a coffee fucking plantation, picture slavery. Picture slavery with coffee.
Just big-ass Hawaiians on the fucking thing. On the fucking plantation.
I don't know. You always think about, like, because the coca leaf was, like, you ever see those headlines of, like, the cartel uses Mexican village that runs or whatever? You ever seen that?
Yeah. The fucking cartel's using the village. The village was here before.
It's like, I wonder in America, we need a slavery expert, but I would like to know if there was, like, a Gatorade of some sorts for slaves during slavery.
They barely gave them water.
I mean, I don't know. You ever hear all that psychological stuff with slavery, though?
What?
It's like, if you have a bunch of slaves, I know this from experience, but if you...
What kind of childhood did you have? What the fuck?
If you have a group of slaves,
yeah,
and you're like, all right, I gotta rein them in. I gotta rear them in. It's like, yeah. I gotta, like, get them to obey me.
Yeah.
You beat one really, really, really bad.
Yeah.
To let the other ones know. Because if you hurt multiple, you then are hurting your own property. You're hurting, like, your own... Whatever.
Your work team of workers, I guess.
You got to kind of look at it as a video game where it's like, it's an RPG and you got to like lower their stats. You got to lower one stats.
This is one weird ass Call of Duty, but okay.
It's not Call of Duty. Call of Duty is an RPG.
All right.
First person shooter.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That would be like, no, that's school shooting would be Call of Duty, I guess.
School shooting would be Call of Duty. Yes, you're right. Sir. John Beard, good John joke Beard. Yesterday.
There you go.
Good joke yesterday. Remember that joke?
Yeah. Fucking, it's not. I don't want to give away his joke. He's a fucking.
No one's listening.
Set up punchline.
Who
the
fuck? Listening?
Who's gonna fucking look at the numbers? We got like five people listening.
I think we mentioned John Beard last week. My man crushed. My man punchline. Crushed.
That's right.
He crushed.
We went to the San Francisco Punchline every Sunday. As they say, it's a tradition for Bay Area comedy.
I just practiced my suicide there. Amir has his notes, but I'm like, I'm going to fucking just shotgun toe trigger attachment.
Oh my God. Yes.
You ever hear that?
The toe trigger attachment?
Yeah.
Yeah, I have not, but I from the name, I can pretty much figure out what it is.
You're self-explanatory. You're in a gun store, this guy's showing you. Yeah. He's like, all right. Well,
and this is the toe attachment?
Yeah, I don't get why the people say why that became like a vernacular thing. I don't know what that means.
I don't know.
I know you use your toe on a shotgun.
Yeah, I mean, but you don't need an attachment. You could just use your toe.
That's the thing. I don't know.
No. I was going to say, I have heard of horror stories of somebody like, shooting himself in the head or in the and then they didn't die and now they're just really fucked up.
Yeah, their head gets really moist when that happens. They're really
you think it's the blood that's moist?
No, like if they survive, their face, it's very like you always like wipe it down.
Yeah,
it's very like there because your nose is still good, but it's still dribbling.
This guy's nose. This guy, he has no face anymore.
No, he looks like
and he's on suicide watch in prison.
Fuck, he looks like the villain from Hannibal.
Bitch, what the fuck?
I like how I'm bringing up movies, and I just know you haven't seen
it. I have not seen Hannibal.
There was this rich guy in that movie whose like face was all fucked up because Hannibal Lecter made him take a drug that like paralyzed him, and he like cut off all of it. Like he fucked up his face. That's it.
Like the chimp lady.
Yeah, chimp lady. We should have just said chimp lady.
Chimp lady.
Yeah.
Oh God! But fucking stop interrupting me, fuckhead. San Francisco. San Francisco. You fucking go. And just recently, I've been trying to get Luis Perez to come with me because I go on and off, but we should be going more consistently. And I have to drag this motherfucker by his curly hair to come, and he's just so angry the whole time.
It's just so gay.
It is. But then again, it's a very prestigious stage. It's
have
this
me
and
on
that.
Record saying this. It's really gay.
It's in San Francisco, sir. What did you think it was going to be?
The process is extremely gay.
It's very, yeah. But then, yeah. It's a necessary fucking thing, I guess. I don't know. Unless you want to start making TikToks that are going to blow up, this is the way.
What's the most cancelable thing you think you've said recently?
Cancelable thing?
Like on this show.
I will skull fuck whoever got into this car accident.
You remember that saying? Oh, no.
I said that on the way here.
I'm saying.
We hit hella traffic, and I'm like, oh my God, I hope he's dead. I hope he's a piece of shit. I hope his body got mangled and this and that. And that's just because of like 6 minutes of extra traffic.
I didn't catch the guy's limp. You caught the guy's limp.
I caught. He was running away. Motherfucker was fucking. His car is flipped on the freeway, upside down. The cops and the ambulance are there. And then I just drive, not even half a mile away? And he's just, there's a guy walking on the freeway, in the center divide. I'm like, I think he might have something to do with this.
Yeah, the cops were probably looking at him like in a Western movie where they let the guy go. But, he's just walking along the desert. They're about to trick shot his ass. Clint Eastwood, fucking.
Fucking Buster Scruggs, just fucking, let's do some fancy shooting. I got
Hold on, now cool. You know what Buster Scruggs is?
I've seen the short.
You've seen the short. God
I've seen
damn
the short,
it.
Yeah.
It's a great movie.
It's a whole movie? I thought it was like a series of shorts.
It's a series of shorts, yeah, but it's a movie. It's a movie of shorts.
Bitch, what the fuck?
Each thing, yeah.
All right. It's like a Bugs Bunny 1001 Rabbit Tales?
I don't know.
You don't know? You talk about classics, but you don't know about this classic?
I'm not a Looney Tunes expert. I just know a couple things. Like,
don't even know the big chicken's name?
The Foghorn Leghorn.
All right, you got it.
I always knew Foghorn Leghorn.
All right.
He's always kind of funny.
He's very funny. Yeah, bright boy. Oh, let me tell you. Yeah.
I say.
Yeah, and then.
It's my racist impression. It's just Foghorn Leghorn.
Yeah. I was going to say, but what is it? What do you know?
About.
Looney Tunes.
Oh, I thought we were fucking about Looney Tunes. I'm trying to think about. I didn't like Pepe Le Pew because it was literally the same thing every fucking one. Like
every cartoon, they explained why the cat looks like a skunk.
I think I liked Hanna-Barbera cartoons more. I liked El Cabong. You remember El Cabong?
Oh, God.
That's not Huckleberry Hound, but that's the white horse.
El Cabong. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Hanna-Barbera, I think, had funnier cartoons.
That's Yogi Bear and shit like that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why I laughed.
You went with
that was like a laugh
El Cabong? I was fucking...
Well, Elko, because I remember Boomerang used to exist when I was a kid.
Yeah.
I watched the Boomerang shorts. McGilla Gorilla.
McGilla Gorilla for sale. McGilla
Gorilla for sale. Remember that?
Yes. I remember being like, why do I want to fuck somebody to this music? Sensual gorilla music.
That's why.
That might be the most cancelable thing I've just said.
That? I've said a ruthless things on this fucking thing.
Oh, yeah.
The worst thing I said was ESPN, just hire less women. I think that's my favorite thing I've said.
What?
Because I still stand by that 100%.
You don't like that trope of I'm blonde and I'm beautiful, but I watch football and I know quarterbacks and I this and that. You don't like that?
That's a trope?
It's a thing.
That's a trope.
It's a fucking thing.
That's not a trope in sports. There's no, there's more, there's an interesting divide in sports, like journalism, between athletes and non-athletes.
Yeah.
This is the biggest difference. And a lot of it...
Which one are you?
Gets high school. What do you mean? What? All right.
Fucking
sumo. Oh!
Continue.
I was going to say, no, there's always been an interesting divide between like people that don't do sports, people that do. Because you see in the biggest viral clips, it's always like Richard Sherman on Skip Bayless. You ever seen that?
Yeah.
The biggest thing is I'm better at life than you. As much as a sports journalist can critique someone, they are ultimately... It gets very jock. It gets very high schoolish.
Yeah.
But there is always an interesting thing of unless you've been an athlete in the game. So sometimes you get really good athletes that can talk about things that journalists don't even see coming or whatever. Like things that they wouldn't be able to possibly understand.
Yeah.
Because it's so... Like J.R. Smith. Remember when J.R. Smith missed the shot? He realized that they had too much time or whatever?
No.
You don't remember that?
No.
It was a famous moment because people accused him of being high and of not being able to understand the time and the clock.
Yeah.
And to understand that he shouldn't have passed the ball. He should have made a shot. And there's a famous photo of LeBron looking at him like, are you fucking stupid? And this is the thing where every athlete... This is a shitty example. Here's a better example. Seeing ghosts.
Okay, sure.
Okay, I just call it that. But I do think it's a famous moment. And it should be a famous moment in football for a lot of reasons, but... Tom Brady, Tom Patriots whoops the Jets.
Whoops the Jets.
Fucking whoops the Jets.
All right.
This is a phrase that could be like a year ago. Whoop the Jets. A year ago. Whoop the Jets. Like every year they're whooping the Jets, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sam Darnold's a bright young prospect. He plays for the Jets. Tom Brady destroys Sam Darnold. So it's Monday Night Football. Monday Night Football has something called mic'd up. So that means they have a microphone on your helmet so they can hear what you're saying. Sam Darnold, in the middle of the ass whooping, says this famous phrase, I'm seeing ghosts.
I'm seeing ghosts?
I'm seeing ghosts. And everyone took it to mean, wow, Tom Brady gave him PTSD. It was one of the funniest fucking things ever. People were putting memes of injury report. Sam Darnold seeing ghosts, as in like he's gone schizophrenic. That's how bad he got beaten. But every football player responded back with seeing ghosts doesn't mean that. Seeing ghosts means when you drop back and all the receivers are around you. You ever seen like first person quarterback perspective?
Yeah.
It's like when you see one receiver, you're actually seeing your because they have fucking helmets on their heads. You get this weird perspective. So he's throwing picks, but when he's saying seeing ghosts, he's like, I'm seeing things that I shouldn't be seeing as a quarterback. He's not saying I'm being fucking destroyed mentally.
Yeah, yeah. Of course it's not. What the fuck?
Yeah.
People, but I don't know. Yeah.
He did get his ass. Well, people were defending him too much.
People were defending him. Well, fucking, he lost. What the fuck? It's Tom Brady. Of course he fucking lost. He's a fucking... Tom Brady's gone to the Super Bowl how many times?
Kisses his son with his mouth.
What?
Kisses his son with his mouth.
I didn't say he's not a pedophile. He's good at throwing the ball. I'm not saying he fucking disinflates balls while he inflates his own with his son, but
that's
a
whole other can of worms, as they say.
Can of worms.
Where the fuck was I going with this?
I don't know. Where the fuck do you go with anything?
That's fair. But I was talking... Oh, we're talking about old cartoons. That's what we're talking about.
Old cartoons? Yes. I don't know how we got into the fucking...
Yogi Bear made me happy, though, that you mentioned it, because I did like Yogi Bear.
You did like Yogi?
Fucking hated Top Cat.
How the fuck do you hate Pepe Le Pew, but you like Yogi Bear?
Because Yogi Bear was funny.
Oh, boo-boo, we gotta get another picnic biscuit.
I did like Yogi Bear. I did not like fucking Top Cat. I did not understand what the fucking point of Top Cat was.
Top Cat sucks.
Dude, who the fuck likes Top Cat?
That was the boomerang just trying to fill some time.
That's like swing jazz or whatever. That's like this thing of like, oh, it was a bebop or beatnik. That's what they call that. It gets, I don't know.
I was gonna say, Top Cat.
Why can't I remember any fucking
shows? Popeyes.
I don't think I liked Scooby-Doo as a kid, but I don't think I liked Scooby-Doo as a cartoon. I don't know.
The fuck are you talking
about? Fairly boring.
It's a fairly boring cartoon?
Yeah.
There's a monster running around. Nice. Kids. Velma's getting fingered by Freddy and whatever the fuck.
I like Scooby-Doo 2. Remember that? The movie Scooby-Doo 2?
The live action?
Yeah, I love that shit.
You didn't like the first one?
No, I didn't like the first one.
Mr. Bean?
I didn't like that Scrappy-Doo was a villain in the first one.
It's Mr. Bean.
No, and he was dumb.
Nah.
In the movie.
Yeah, whatever. And what was the second one? The one, where the monsters are real.
Come to life, so it felt serious.
Oh, my God. Did you just want to fuck Velma? Is that what it was? That's where she got hot.
God, and then she fucking had Seth Green. She's going on a date with Seth Green. She dresses up in that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Linda Cardellini or whatever. Linda Cardellini. That's her name.
Great. I got some people. Cardellini for her.
Explain.
I don't know. It sounds like some type of salami or sausage. What was I going to say? Yeah, she's been in other shit. I know she has.
She was on Freaks and Geeks. That was like the first vehicle that's...
Yes. That fucking show made a bunch of fucking people, didn't it?
Yeah, but it got canceled, I think, in like its first season or something.
But who gives a fuck? It's a launching pad for what the tall white guy, I forget his name, but he was in Role Models and shit.
That show had a perfect...
No, wait, he wasn't in Role Models. What the fuck?
Role Models was Sean William Scott and Paul Tracy Rutt. Morgan. Ooh, no, then I'm wrong. It was Paul Rudd and Tracy Morgan.
What?
Sean William Scott. Why am I putting Sean Tracy Morgan into it? He wasn't in it?
Tracy Morgan?
No, there was a black kid. I remember that.
Did you think a black child was Tracy Morgan?
No, I just forced myself.
Black people look so much. It's February, sir. What the fuck?
A lot of movies came out around that time. That was a little resurgence in comedies because you had Cop Out, which sucked, but it was like still, it was Bruce Willis and Tracy Morgan. Then you had fucking Role Models, Sean William Scott, not Paul Rudd. I think it was Jason Segel.
Jason Segel is who I thought, who I was thinking about, but I don't think it was Jason Segel.
I just remember there's a clip of an argument he has with a kid about Michael Jordan, right?
LeBron James and Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
It's the only argument I need, Sean. That was Bad Teacher.
Oh, fuck. All right. That was a weird movie.
That was a weird movie. The whole movie was like, oh, look, this stupid skank can teach kids and grow a heart.
I liked Easy A more. Easy A was around that time.
Easy A, was that the one where, like, oh, she's a slut and she wears the letter proudly or whatever the fuck? Yeah. But she didn't actually fuck anybody?
No, it was her with her friend and they act like they're fucking in the party.
Yeah, but her friend is gay as shit and he doesn't want people to know, or some bullshit like that.
Don't grab a bull by the horns, so the teacher said.
I don't know what that means.
Don't grab a bull by the horns.
Don't grab a dude by his cock. What are you talking about?
The teacher says that the teacher's warning her. Don't grab a bull by the horns, and you're going in too deep. Don't fucking grab a bull, or else it fucks you up.
What? Or else the reputation fucks you up. I could see that. I feel bad. I feel like rumors really do fuck people up. There was a girl in my school. Fucking no proof, no evidence at all. Oh, she has herpes. Okay, she had to leave.
This sounds very like, I don't know, very Berenstain Bears. Like a rumor can really fuck you up.
A rumor can't fuck you up.
I'm thinking of the Serbian bottle incident. You know what that is?
Is it like one guy, one jar?
Yeah, it is. Called it.
Nice.
That was a good ding, ding, ding.
Bing, 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 bing.
Because there was a Serbian prince, or I forget. It's not like World War I, but it's like the 50s. It caused a war. But a guy who had a bottle up his ass claimed that someone else did that to him when all signs point to the opposite. But it is literally a rumor that a guy started based on something. But it's like it led to mass deaths. It's just funny.
All right. Just because some dude put a bottle in his ass.
It had x-rays and everything. Yeah, it broke. It's the pressure of your ass.
The pressure of my ass?
Yeah, it's your pressure of your ass flap.
Welcome to Anatomy in the Morning with Luis Perez. The fucking ass just squeezing it. Because there's not supposed to be anything in your ass but shit.
I hate House Sparks. He's have a shitty joke like that.
House Sparks?
Remember House Sparks?
I remember House Sparks.
He used to have this joke that was like, you know, you call someone a pussy, but a pussy is super elastic. You know, it's super strong.
It's super strong.
Someone a pussy, you say, you're goddamn right.
Yes, I know. I've heard his type of shit.
I was a kid listening to that being like, this is, I'm not going to.
He's just pandering up the ass.
Yeah, it was weird.
Nah, I get it, and I've heard similar. It's not the first time I've heard that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But someone had a joke yesterday. I swear I've heard it before.
What?
How is that not a joke someone's fucking done before?
Which one?
Unusual suspicious at the bank.
Unusual, what are you?
Someone had a joke yesterday that was about how they had unusual and suspicious activity in their banking app.
Oh, it was like, my money going in.
Oh, so fucking like, I've heard this fucking joke before. I don't know.
It's really hard to fucking. First of all, it's hard to be fucking unique and create. Every idea has been done.
It's not.
Make a joke right now.
Let's go. Went to my daughter's quinceanera. Lie.
Go. And most jokes are a lie. Fucking lie. Lie out your ass.
Went to my daughter's quinceanera.
Okay.
And I thought it was a sexual party, so I brought in, I don't know.
Okay. Where the fuck did that go? Where the fuck?
I was trying to make it.
At first, I'm like, all right, quinceanera party.
By the way, just starting off a joke, I went to my daughter's, as in, like, I just happened to go. If it's your daughter's quinceanera, you have to go.
Yeah, no shit.
Stop by my daughter's quinceanera.
All right, so it's a quinceanera joke, so obviously she has to already be pregnant.
Why did I go with quinceanera? I don't know.
That's the easiest route right there. She's already pregnant.
I refuse. I'll never make a joke like that.
Okay, well then, the excessive amount of alcohol for a 15-year-old's party.
What? We talked over each other.
What?
We talked over each other.
Yeah, you talked over me, fuckhead.
That's a selfish thought.
That's one way
A selfless thought would be maybe we both talked over each other.
No, we didn't. You talked over me.
I refuse to believe that.
That's exactly what
I care about.
It's not like we have cameras. It's not like we have recording equipment.
It's not like I edit this show.
It's not like
I'm going to splice in you cutting me off a second, and then it's going to be like cut back, and then it's just going to be me being right.
This radio show is going in live, so they just heard your plan.
No, who's listening?
Who's listening?
Who's listening?
We got reruns.
We do have reruns.
There you go. Listen to us on Tuesday.
Fun fact, that time slot, more people are committing suicide now because of that.
Good.
They happen to be listening.
We're in overpopulated Earth, man.
We're at 8 billion. You know that?
Yeah. Somebody told me yesterday 15 billion. I'm like, I don't think that's accurate. I don't.
Someone told you 15 billion
people? 15 billion people.
It was at your WeChat.
It was at my WeChat.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
They did say, I haven't checked recently, but I think it's 15.
I haven't checked recently?
Yeah.
Like it changes like fucking like a stock.
It does. It changes like constantly. No, people die, birth. It's but the exact number changes.
No, the exact number is constant, but you have a billion to choose from. It's the dumbest thing I ever heard.
It's the dumbest thing. I don't know. Have you ever seen you pick up women? It's fucking.
Bunker.
Yo, can we just talk about how much of a creep Perez is? On the drive over here. There's some lady just in traffic eating her breakfast while she drives.
I admire the hustle and bustle.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you don't have to stare at her the whole time she's eating an acai bowl.
I can't admire someone.
No, no, you can't.
Gaze upon someone eating breakfast.
That is harassment.
Why does it matter? Like, honestly, it doesn't matter what I do in my car and what she does. It's going to be a forgotten memory. It's going to live off. Listen, Amir, life is like the sands in the Sahara. We're a grain within that. Life will die. I can stare at whoever the fuck I want.
Yeah, but the last thing she wants to think about before she dies is, oh my god, that fat guy was just staring at me. I couldn't tell if he wanted me or my fucking breakfast.
I like that.
It's a weird thing to do, Perez, goddammit. Are you not gonna agree with that? You're not gonna agree with that.
I don't think you understand the passenger's role in a car. The passenger is the observer. You're the spectator.
Yeah.
You keep your eyes on the road, Amir. I admire the scenery. That's what I do.
Yeah, you make my fucking passenger seat front side tire lower.
Make a hydraulic seat. Exactly. I fucking knew it.
That's all you do. That's your job.
God damn it. I've heard these fucking jokes a million times.
I know. I tell them to you every
morning.
They're
all Lizzo jokes. They're all fucking Lizzo.
Whoa. You think Lizzo was the first fat person?
It got racial when those jokes happened. It got racial. It was like when Lizzo, it was like a school bus. And in the back of the school bus's hydraulics were like sparkling or whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. That's pretty good. I was going to say, I forget the other joke, but Jim Norton on Hill Tony.
David Lucas. Yep.
He was like, you look like Suge Knight dressed as Lizzo. Or Lizzo just either or.
It was good.
It was a good one.
It got ruined by what the comedians did after.
What would they do?
They like turned off their shirts. It was gay.
They turned off the shirts?
I've seen gay so much.
What the fuck?
They took off. It was Bert Kreischer.
Oh, yes. Well, that's his thing.
It got ruined because it got ruined by like the it was like, yeah, all right, yeah, we got it. The joke was funny. We didn't have to fucking have a parade over it.
Yeah. People overreact. You know what it is. Instead of having a good back and forth. Holy shit. Do you ever wish on a fucking eyelash?
Do you ever wish on an eyelash?
You wish on an eyelash.
What the fuck are you talking about?
You're supposed to, when you find
an
eyelash.
What kind of ghetto fantasies are they?
What? You fucking, it's a superstition.
Amir de Mijo, we don't have dandelions, so we wish on. Our eyelashes.
It's our job to get rid of the dandelions. We get rid of all the weeds.
You don't have. Oh yeah, it's true.
God damn. Oh, you wouldn't know about that, huh? You fucking whitewashed motherfucker.
No, I used to pick up dandelions in my house and I used to blow them.
Yeah. And there's a guy out there being like, "Hey, my name's Dandelion."
I liked it. That's pretty good. Should have said, "Who's Dandy?"
Who's Dandy? You felt dandy after blowing.
That's right.
That's right.
What is that, the wild thornberries?
I don't know. I fucking hated that show.
I didn't like it either.
Fucking that big faced father, this fucking ugly mother, the ugly
Nigel dog. Thornberry.
Nigel Thornberry. Fucking. There's so many cartoons that are just like. If it wasn't for the animation, this might be alright. I don't know what it is about making them dog shit ugly that made me go, I don't want to watch this.
I didn't
show.
Like shows that were too soft, though. Like, I didn't like the extreme thing about, like, Nigel Thorne, or that other fucking show, the Rocket Power. I didn't like that show. I hated Foster's Home, though.
Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends?
That was just like. I'm not going to say it, because I've said it like four times already.
What? I know what. Yeah.
But it was very lame. And you're
it was
just,
lame?
Because like, Billy and Mandy was, to me, the best show back then.
Yeah, I fuck with that. I fuck with it tough.
It was good.
I fucking like the Halloween specials and all that shit.
It was good.
Yeah.
But this is how I see TV shows as a kid. You have like the TV shows you saw when you were a young kid.
Yeah. These
are your base memories. You don't remember the episode. You just remember, I know everything about the, not everything about the show, but I remember everything about this show. So it's like, Billy and Mandy to me was the true successor of Powerpuff Girls, which was to me the best cartoon back then.
That explains so much.
And it's like, then they had the Powerpuff Girls episode where it was like the cameo or whatever. It's pretty good.
They had a cameo with Billy and Mandy?
Yeah, it was an episode where Mandy. Oh, my God.
Oh, it was a cameo. I'm thinking like a Codename Kid Next Door where they had an entire crossover.
There was an episode where Mandy sings Somewhere Over the Rainbow, and then she smiles, and the universe implodes upon itself.
Yes,
and then
yes.
It's Codename Kid Next Door. And then it's fucking Powerpuff Girls.
Oh, yes, and then Billy and Mandy and Grimm are the Powerpuff Girls. Yes. I know what you're talking about. I was going to say, I remember they had a really good Halloween special. Do you remember any good Halloween specials for, like, your favorite cartoons and shit? I've told you my Christmas one about fucking the rapping elf or whatever the fuck. I'm talking about Halloween.
Yeah. There was a gay scene.
I swear to God, you're gonna get jumped by a group of the gayest people ever.
There was a CGI one. I hope you get
jumped by a bunch of transgenders.
There was a CGI one with like a witch, and it was like
I hated that one. The scary godmother.
Yeah.
I remember that one. It looked horrible. But since everybody was like a wolf or a fucking vampire, I didn't mind it.
I talked about Halloween Town. Halloween Town was my shit.
Halloween Town was your shit?
Yeah, I liked Halloween Town. Female leads. I don't get it. I don't go, like, there's such a, like, why is everyone so insecure about there being female leads? Halloween Town was pure female leads, and it was awesome. I love that movie.
Who the fuck has a problem with female leads?
The movies that are having female, as in, like, they're acting like there's never been a female lead in a movie before.
There's but the Hunger, like, Games.
Okay, yeah. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is there'll be a franchise that'll be like, we've never had a... But they have had a woman before.
Yeah, fucking the whole Tomb Raider shit. Like, every time it's been redone, Tomb Raider, it's about a woman. It's a lead woman archaeologist.
But that's Tomb Raider. That's like Metroid. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is, like, it'll be a show like... it'll be a show... Well, Halloween... it'll be a show like True Detective.
Yeah.
Where it's like season 2 had like a good female lead. It was Rachel McAdams.
Yeah.
And then fucking season 4 will be like the women overcompensating for the fact that they're women. It's like, we just had a chick in season 2 and it was fine.
Yeah.
I don't get why you're trying so hard to convince me. I don't know.
It's not the fact that it's the women lead. I think it's the fact of overdoing it, that shoving it in people's face, and that's where people go like, all right, we fucking get it. Instead of making this show better or continue being good, you've stopped it so that you can emphasize more. Oh, look, we have women here, we have women there. Women power this, women power that. I'm like, what? Who is solving the murder?
It just pissed me off the most when there was already a woman before. That was pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Olivia Benson.
Who's that?
That's Law and Order. She's been the head of the thing for a long time now. And this bitch keeps getting kidnapped, raped, and all that shit.
I never got into Law and Order. I like CSI.
CSI?
Yeah.
I never got into CSI.
CSI Vegas, because that was the who
oh, my are God. You? Just sperm everywhere.
Did you hear the way that theme song used to go?
No.
It was like, wow, 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 wow. Remember that? That was the who.
No, is it the one where, is it like when he puts the sunglasses and they go, yeah!
That's Miami, so that was a different who song. That was dumb. That was always the episode where it'd be like his
put on the glasses.
Put on the glasses, say something. But CSI Vegas was like was it Vegas? It was Vegas, yeah.
CSI Vegas. How was that?
No. What was it? Wasn't it fucking Vegas?
I don't know. I didn't watch that shit. He's looking it up.
No, I just want to look up the theme song.
The theme song. I used to watch Forensic Files so much, and then I realized that a lot of these fucking stories are getting stretched to do the 30 minutes, because a lot of criminals who murder are stupid.
I didn't like Forensic Files. The show I liked was How I Almost Got Away With It.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. I almost got away with it.
How I almost. It was How I, parentheses, almost got away with it.
Mm-hmm.
That was pretty good.
It was good, and then you realize, oh shit, eventually everybody does something stupid.
I'm trying to find a Vegas intro. It was Vegas. And I'm trying to find a Vegas intro that has a little bit of the, I want a little clip of the episode, and then it cuts into the theme song, because the theme song is so fucking cool. We'll try it. And then I stopped caring.
What the fuck kind of... That's the fucking theme song for this murder show?
It was awesome. But it's a show about CSI. I'm like,
what the fuck?
That's... I really... Yeah, that's the theme song.
Imagine you fucking get murdered and they start playing, I got a pocket full of sunshine.
You're making it uncool. No, because
I'm sorry. It was so fucking cool.
It was cool because it's CSI. They're gonna find the guy with forensic evidence, and that's it. They're gonna fucking do fingerprint analysis.
It's a quadruple murder. We'll make you happy.
Why are you doing?
We'll make you happy.
You're pissing me off.
Yeah, good. It's such a stupid song.
It's not a stupid
song. It's a murder show. No, what are you doing?
Exactly. They're looking for the murder, so who are you? And then the way it starts, like... Wah, 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 wah.
No.
What do you mean no?
No, it's a dumb song for
that
show.
You're a fucking idiot.
You're a fucking idiot.
I've been calling you an idiot this episode. That's a fucking stupid take to have.
That's a fucking ridiculous song to put for a murder show.
No, you're
yes.
wrong.
Yes.
Oh, okay, wait. What's a ridiculous song for a murder show? And that was a song where it's looking for the fucking murderer. You're an idiot.
Triple murder. Why? I'm like, what the fuck
Why
is that
are
shit?
You being such a fucking pansy about murder. Yeah,
it's murder.
They're working murder. Yeah, they're looking for him. That's it. It's fucking, they call it black humor. Like, they call it like the Graves humor or whatever. They're looking for the
Dave
murder.
Dave Chappelle is black humor. What the fuck are you talking about?
But you know what I mean? Fucking, it's, what do you call it? I forget what they call it, where it's like, it's, mortuary humor or whatever.
Mortuary humor. What? It's just like...
Like, they don't care. They're looking for the murder. Fuck it. People die. Let's get over this. You're over here being like, oh, what about... Why would the victim care about who are you?
What the fuck?
That's it is what you're doing. Oh, my God. Pocket for this. No, it's not... It's who are you? We're looking for you. That's it.
They literally just find...
And you haven't even mentioned how fucking cool that guitar intro is in the beginning.
I don't give a fuck.
You don't give a fuck. Of course you don't. Of course you don't.
Yeah, I don't know how to play guitar. I don't give a shit about a guitar.
You can't make that fucking sound on a guitar. You gotta use an electric guitar. You gotta fucking... You gotta...
They can't do it. They need instruments and they need a fucking special fucking auto-tune. They need a special fucking amp and shit.
I was about to say, you gotta fuck around with the amperage.
Exactly. So they can't do it either.
What do you mean?
They got a guitar. Can you make it without
That's
the fucking...
That's why it's so fucking cool. Yes.
Oh, my. So once anybody can play that chord and they have the right equipment...
Dude, if you could do that sound like magically, it'd be awesome. That... It's cool.
I would rather have them play Let the Bodies Hit the Floor.
Because you're mistaking... And by the way, it's like I need something to compare it to. So it's like CSI Miami.
Yeah.
It'd be like... Yeah! Remember that?
Yeah.
And what, that's any different?
I didn't say that.
So what I'm saying is this. What I'm saying is the episode of CSI Vegas would be like chess player. Chess player's dead. And then I'm trying to think of an episode. I know
he got checkmated.
No,
some bullshit
like, no, it'd be like a chess player. And then there'll be a like checker pieces everywhere.
Yeah.
Be like, someone found out today that checkers beats chess. And then it'd be like, wah, 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 wah. And then fucking you'd be like, all right, we gotta find this fuck.
Mm-hmm.
We gotta find this checker playing fuck. Let's find this cunt.
Fuck. That's fine. That's fine, I guess. If it's just the guitar
but
riff.
You're obsessed
fucking
with the
Law and Order is just dun, 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 dun. It's there is no
you're missing
there's
it.
No level of happiness to
you
fucking
don't,
murder.
You don't understand theme songs.
There's rape going on, sir. You know,
I don't think CSI ever really did. It was just pure murder with CSI.
Oh, my God.
CSI was pure murder.
Well, you got to fucking watch the episode. Does the body have cum in it?
Yeah.
Is there cum on or in the body?
But I don't think the whole point of the episode is murder scene, break it down, just look at the murder scene again, blah, blah, blah. That's pretty much how CSI would work.
All right. Well, wait, did they not catch the people?
I think because you watched Law & Order SVU, and the original Law & Order was different.
I know. I've watched the original.
You watched the original?
Yeah.
Because Law & Order SVU would be like victim who's red herring, and then real victim pops up, real suspect pops up, and then fucking third fake suspect, fourth real, like they catch him.
Yeah. I've seen that.
Is there even court?
When the fucking... Yeah, there's court. And
there's court in SVU.
I'm pretty sure. I can't remember.
Because Law & Order, what was boring about Law & Order was you'd only watch the first half and you didn't give a fuck about court.
Yeah, no, you don't want to fucking hear about the court.
What do I care? They got him.
No, fuck them. I was going to say, I'm just saying. It's a stupid song.
No, it's not. Because that guitar riff is in the original song. It's cool.
If you say so.
Because Law & Order, this is what I was saying. Law & Order's theme song, you're missing the coolest part. The Law & Order theme song is the speech.
Oh my God, of course you would love this speech.
But no,
in the criminal justice, these special detectives take on the most heinous crimes and blah, 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 blah.
But yeah. How does it end?
Your mom.
No, it ends. These are their stories. I didn't like the Law & Order theme song. It was just like... It sounded like elevator music. I like, there were some jazzy parts, but other than that,
I like how we have this show and all we do is go into a microphone.
Well, it's been me. I've been considering how often I've been like, it's been me doing that like 5 different times.
Oh my god!
But it's so fucking cool.
It's so stupid.
Cause it's Vegas. It's like, cause you're missing to the video element. Cause in the episode, it would be like they show you like fucking those big ass, like they show you like Mandalay Bay.
They do that thing where they like just show you this this.
But it was cool. Fucking,
the scene of the city.
Yeah.
And this and that, and you're like, hoo-hoo.
You're obsessed with that. You cannot let that go. It's such a
stupid song.
It's not a stupid.
It's
song.
It's a stupid song the to go song. With a murder show.
You sound like a fucking idiot right now.
Who are you?
Because the song is Who Are You and they're CSI.
I get it. But also, like I said, Bodies Hit the Floor would fit just as fine. There's dead what? Bodies, and now that song is talking about bodies.
No, Let the Bodies Hit the Floor is about murder. Like, what? Let the song, it's about killing people.
What did the fucking guy who murdered this guy do?
No, what I'm saying is, Who Are You is a song about the after. Who Are You is a song about, we gotta look for this fuck. And that's it. I really want to know. Let the Bodies Hit the Floor is a theme song for fucking CSI. Wouldn't make any fucking sense.
It would make more sense.
No, it'd be a
song. It would make the most sense.
No, it's like a mass shooter song before he does something. You're a fool. I've been calling you a fucking idiot. You're a fool.
You're
worse than ever.
Peasant.
God damn it. No, you're all right.
It's ridiculous. I will not give up this point. It is.
It's fucking, not ridiculous.
It is beyond ridiculous. It wasn't
ridiculous back then.
It was retarded. fucking! I know what you mean. I hear what you're saying.
You're picking up Perez. You're picking up what I'm putting down.
I'm picking up what you're putting down, fucking monkey.
You're putting me on game.
I'm putting you on the game.
I fucking hate that phrase.
Fuck. It's such a stupid thing.
What
you realize when you grow up, like, oh, putting you on game is just telling you how to do stupid things.
I've never heard putting me on game.
Convincing you to do stupid ass shit.
I've never been told in my life putting me on game. I've just know that it's been a phrase that I used to hear in like old TV shows.
Yeah. I would like, yes, no. I'm like that being laced up with game, fucking
laced up with game. Yeah, I gotta laced remember up with that game. One. You lace me up.
Yeah, I'm laced up
with game.
Yeah, because you know how the streets work. Because you're street smart. You want to know the secret to being street smart? Keep a face that makes you not look like you're easy to rob. Walk with certainty.
No one walks like fucking... What was that commercial? Meet Bob. No one walks around with that face, though.
What? Bob had like a fucking... an 8-inch and 4 hours to use it. Fucking Bob was fucking fine. Nobody gives... Bob could get shot. He'd be fine.
What was it a commercial for?
It was Viagra or something.
I don't think it was Viagra.
It was something like that. It was male enhancement or something.
Yeah, it was male enhancement, yeah. But I don't know. There was Extends, and Extends would have like...
No. I remember Extends. Extends would look for spokesmen who have the first name Dick.
But not hot people. It's funny because Blue Chew will like invade your ads because it'll just be like hot chicks. That's what Blue Chew is.
I haven't gotten any Blue Chew. You know what? I have gotten a Blue Chew ad, but it's it's an Instagram couple.
Yeah. But it'll be like an Instagram couple with like, it's like, all right, like there's like a sexual tension in the end. You're like, all right.
Yeah. It's Blue Chew, so they're talking about.
Some Blue Chew ads are just hot chicks talking to you.
I have not seen that one.
I won't listen to what she's saying, but I'll be like, oh, it's a Blue Chew ad.
I mean, I'll take a Blue Chew to fuck that lady, but I don't give a fuck what she's saying.
Never had a Blue Chew.
Never had one. I want to try it.
Just for flavor?
Just for the fucking fun of it. See what happens.
I put a Blue Chew.
Put a fucking, as soon as I get a boner, put a time. And 4 hours, go.
What does weed do to your dick?
Fucking nothing. What are you talking about?
Nothing.
Nothing.
Nothing? It has no impact?
No.
Does it make you more inclined to have sex, though? If I'm smoking weed with a girl, is it more likely that we're going to have sex because we're so chill?
Some women have said that they do get in the mood
now,
more.
Now, what if I lace it with PCP?
Then you're guaranteed to get anal.
Then I get to do my lifelong dream of asking a chick, you smoke Sherm? I didn't know you smoked Sherm.
Your lifelong dream of just drugging women.
Come take a trip.
Come take a trip with me.
We're recreating training day scenes.
Oh yeah. Fucking, you could break into my house and then steal some money, and I could go chasing you, and she'll just be there to drive, bitch, drive. Yeah.
I'm reading my paper.
Yeah, I was gonna say
special guest on the show. We have, what was his name? Alonzo. Fuck,
Alonzo Ball.
What was his name on the movie?
Alonzo. Who the fuck are you talking about?
What was the name of Denzel Washington Training Day?
Fucking, I don't know.
God damn it.
I just remember he was fucking like a Puerto Rican or something.
Yeah, he was fucking,
he had a baby by a Puerto Rican.
Oh, was it Sophia?
Vergara?
I think it was, right?
I think you're thinking of Four Brothers.
You're right. Yeah, but yeah. This was a similar Latin chick.
Was it a well-known? Like, was it a real actress?
Or I think
was
so, it? But I just remember the son, because the son in Training Day was the it was the same kid as my wife and kids. He was the smart kid. The genius.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's who he was.
Wait, who was? That was the kid?
So the kid...
The kid who on My Wife and Kids was who played the piano and shit?
Yeah, he was the kid that Hoyt protects in Training Day.
No. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you know he was an actual... Like, that was really him playing the piano?
No.
Yeah. I seen him on an episode of Ripley's Believe It or Not.
Ugh. You know what my favorite video clip of all time is, right? Well, it's not of all time, but it's like... there's a clip of like a super genius on Oprah.
Yeah.
Right? And it's like them like talking about like how they're going to go to college like 14. Then it cuts to them 10 years later.
Boom.
Transitioning. But
oh shit,
and transition.
Well, she's a bum. I don't know.
Almost, it's weird. She like sexed herself up. It got sad, but it was.
Is she still super? Is he? She is. Are they still super smart?
Yeah, but their actual success wasn't that big. That's the funny thing about it. It's like that's why I like the clip so much. It's very just like because I hate fucking those videos of like meet this super genius, and it's like. Meet them again, and they're fucking bad. Like,
yeah, no, I've heard most
I would be so happy if I met that dude at a family reunion. Or no, at a high school reunion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that would be cool.
And then you're like, oh, you were the super genius. You graduated from this high school at 14 years old. You went
through a crisis in your life. I'm so happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I hear a lot of those fucking kids do. A lot of the super smart kids, they don't... You would think, like, that's automatically the CEO of a giant company or some shit. But in reality, you're like, oh, shut up, you fucking nerd. That's not how life really works.
If I were to guess, the CEO isn't... It's just the most social people that become CEO. I'm saying this out of my ass.
Well, considering we're both so close to being CEOs our respective companies.
What are you talking about? I'm working my way up the ranks.
I'm literally not even... Oh, God. You know it's coming, right?
But you can't be a CEO of a cannabis company, can you?
Yeah, you can.
You're just a fucking shop.
What do you mean? There's an owner of this company. What are you fucking talking about?
But it's like the CEO of a cannabis is only as powerful as like the farmer that they buy from, right?
Who do you think grows it? Do you think we're still going to farms and like? Do you think we're going to Integrity Farms?
Just distributor. That's it.
But every brand grows their own shit.
I don't think the CEO of a weed company has it because there's too much overhead on like I don't know, put like legal overhead.
Once you have the fucking the licenses, which you are correct, that is like going to be hundreds of thousands of dollars to get the proper licensing and all that bullshit. But once you got that, it's right back to sell the weed and grow the weed, sell the weed, grow the weed, sell the weed.
Like, what's up with delivering weed and you have to take the exact fucking route that the government has decided for you to take?
Who the fuck says that?
That's legal. That's like there's bullshit of like if you're delivering weed, like if you're what do you call it? Like when they bring you the weed at your shop, but it's from like the distributor itself.
Oh, that's just a delivery.
Logistics.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. So it's like if a truck, they have to go by a certain route that the local or whatever government has decided for you to take, or else you're not following whatever. It's protocol or whatever. It's dumb.
That sounds retarded. I've never heard of that.
Didn't you used to be a driver?
No. When the fuck was I a driver?
I thought you told me.
No, I'm just your driver, you fucking lazy fuck.
God damn it. God fucking damn it. I thought there were drivers. I know this because I saw a video on it.
I was a grower.
Okay, I didn't know that.
You fucking asshole. But literally, I was surrounded by other companies that were just delivery services.
Well, from what I know, the delivery services have bullshit driving methods. I don't know.
If that's
then again, I don't drive.
Then what if you miss a turn? Am I breaking the law?
You're not following the prescribed law.
The prescribed law?
That's right. They prescribe you with law.
Then I had to go to the... I had to pick up this fucking GPS coordinate from a fucking CVS pharmacy.
They probably keep track of, like, your truck and if it makes that wrong turn.
I don't think so.
Oh.
I doubt it. I feel like it's just like, fucking, first of all... All
right, fine. You make that wrong turn, and then within that wrong turn, you happen to grab the weed from the van, and then you go back to the route, and then you just keep on going, and then you sell that on the streets. That's how you do it.
What are you talking about?
And then you sell it at a higher rate.
Woo-hoo. Who
You're getting it wrong. It's not who. It's who are you?
Oh.
I really want to know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just tell me who you are. Yeah. Oh, yeah. That's how the theme song ends. But it's when I would watch it, it was all about that beginning. That. And then I'm not going to do the big part because you don't even deserve it now.
I don't. Fuck it. Fuck that big part.
It's fucking awesome.
It's a medium sized part at best.
It's not.
It's medium.
It's a micro part.
What was I going to fucking say? Perez.
Yeah.
How much sleep did you get last night?
I was on the phone with someone. And ooh, I literally.
Love connection.
No, it's fucking Lewis. It's
Lewis?
Scum of San Francisco.
Love connection.
He was like, dude, what's that sound? And it was me listening to something he was saying. And I was just dropping my phone on my bed.
You're just.
No, I'd be like me, like on my bed lying down. And then I'm trying to hold it. And then I'd pick it back up and try and listen. He's like, dude, what's that sound? I'd be like, dude, it's me tired. And that's it.
Why the fuck are you calling them so late night?
He called me. We just talk.
You just chit-chat?
We just chit-chat about things.
Jesus Christ.
You don't have friends like that?
No, literally, my friend at the club hit me up. And it was so I could give him some vape carts. It's literally just, it's strictly business. Not even business.
You don't have people that you vent to?
No.
Jesus.
What are you, a woman?
No, that's not womanly. Vent.
That's extremely womanly.
Womanly would be to vent to your significant other. You vent to your guy. You vent to, like, your boy. And that's it. And then you're just, like, talking shit.
How long have you and Louis Leung been dating?
I don't think you understand, like, venting. I don't think you understand, like, anger and how it works. You like, increase your fucking stress by talking about it with someone else in a similar position as you. You, like, misery loves company. Like, yeah. That phrase is fucking real. And it's like, you let it linger. You let it linger. All right, fucking.
What the fuck was that?
Because that song's been popping up lately in my head.
All right. But fucking.
You don't know that
but
song?
To vent. What does it mean to you to vent?
To vent. But you got to talk to someone that you just have full confidence you can talk about anything with. And you just fucking let it go. And it's usually very negative takes. Probably, a lot of it you might not even believe in.
Yeah.
But because you're in that mood, you just say the worst shit that comes to your mind.
Yeah, I vent all the time. You saw me vent this morning.
To who? No.
Venting.
That's not venting.
That is venting.
It's not venting.
That is.
Are you talking about how you thought the driver should have been?
No. Well, yes. Fucking.
No.
There was hella traffic. I saw there was hella fucking firefighters and police and ambulance. And I'm like, okay, well, that must mean that there's somebody who had a car accident and is causing all this traffic. And in my being upset, I told you.
Upset.
What?
Upset.
I'm off absent, you moron.
You said upset.
But in that moment, I was like, oh, well, fuck this guy. I hope he died. I hope he's mangled. I hope his family can't fucking correctly see that it's actually him because his body's so fucking mangled. That's me venting.
That's not venting.
How is that not venting?
I'm not talking about venting as in, like, something happens and you shit. I'm talking about venting about, like a...
She doesn't like me back.
Like a thing you and someone else are a part of, and you just fucking let it. Like, the traffic thing is just a traffic thing. That's just fucking road rage or whatever. Even though it's not really. It's just traffic.
Yeah, I didn't.
That's all it is.
I didn't try to hit anybody. I saw the motherfucker who caused the accident. I could have just gone squirt and just.
That's not
funny. What?
What?
That's not funny? Yep. All right, now. I feel better now.
I used to take rides from this one comic that I swear he used to. Like, I used to feel like I was with him, and then at any moment. Like, at any moment, this is for anybody driving, but we'd be driving fast from, like, Daly City to, like, San Francisco, and I just felt like he had the willpower to just fucking, as in, like, just make a fucking hard right turn.
Yeah.
Outside the fucking, we just fall out, like, into the hills. I don't know.
It'd be cool.
I just never didn't expect it, you know? I'd be like, you did it. You finally did it.
You finally, grew some balls.
You did it. I don't know.
I get you, but also, it's like that Call of the Void thing. You ever heard of that?
Yeah, but I've heard it in a different context. What are you talking about?
It's just like fucking. You see, like, oh, if I fall from here, I should kill my. It could kill me,
and then you're like, sirens. Oh, yeah.
Should I? Yeah.
I think about that.
Yeah.
I used to think about that at Stone Ridge. It's a mall.
Yeah.
I used to think about that whenever I was at the second floor. I used to think like, dude, I could fucking hop over this.
You can't.
I could.
I mean,
when I was a kid,
barely. But you would have
park,
to like.
I could park.
It would, my you leg. Would have to do the fat kid thing of putting one leg over first.
That's exactly kicking how it real I saw high. It. Yeah. But you could do this thing. Fat people like doing this. They like standing behind something, hopping on it, like hopping backwards onto it. Yeah, I could do that, and then I could turn around, and then I could just. I think I'd Jesus it. I'd fucking. I gotta wore it or whatever. Yeah.
Perez, it's only a second story floor.
I think I'd still die. I don't know.
I think worst of all, you'd just be simple Jack for the rest of your life.
I think about that with elevators because there's a see through elevator. Fuck.
Why is that? What is that? A fucking ambulance or a police?
I saw an ambulance and a police.
What the fuck?
And a police.
And you went outside and you wanted their autograph and a sticker?
No.
You fucking love the police.
You're gay against the police.
You are so gay for the police.
That's a count for me.
You fucking slap police's cocks on your face. That's how much you love the police.
I slap them on my face?
On your face.
Like a fucking...
Smack, 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 like those stickers
you would get at the carnival, and it's like...
What the fuck kind of stickers were you getting at the carnival?
Like SpongeBob stickers that you would like do that too.
Are you talking about the fake tattoos?
I never saw them as fake tattoos, but yeah. I saw them as stickers, but yeah, they are tattoos. Sorry, Amir, you have to urban it up. God damn it.
You call those stickers?
I just call them stickers, yeah. Because sometimes you just keep it.
No.
You wouldn't put it in your arm.
Why the fuck would you?
Because you're saving memories, Amir.
Every day you piss me off a little more, Perez.
Your fucking Law and Order take still... No, your CSI take still pisses me off.
I'm good. Good. It's a stupid song for a murder show.
You sound like an idiot.
It's murder.
The song is literally like about...
The last thing I want is for my fucking murder investigators to have a fucking... A New Girl theme song, motherfucker.
What's a New Girl theme song?
The New Girl. The fucking stupid TV show about a white girl.
Wait, was Zooey Deschanel?
Who's that girl? It's Jessie. Yeah.
Did I miss her? Fuck. I miss her when she was, like, young. When she was, like, fucking, like, in Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
Yeah.
She was perfect.
She was perfect.
God damn it.
As opposed to what now?
God fucking damn it. Nah, it's kind of faded because she's old now. She can't have that perky attitude because she's old.
No. You know what? You're actually right. We both know a grown-ass woman with that fucking annoying perky attitude, and it just pisses me the fuck off.
Name? No.
We're not gonna do that. We're not gonna do. She's old as shit.
Old as shit?
She's old as shit, and she wanna be a fuck. She wanna act like a fucking 8-year-old and shit.
Yay!
Okay. I'm wacky and zany.
Is it yay?
What?
Is it yay?
Kind of.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't hate that in her though.
You don't. I didn't hate it.
I never hated her. But I didn't mind that.
Ah, fuck.
But she didn't have Zooey Deschanel's
attitude. I'm like, how can you fucking have so much energy when you have rheumatoid arthritis, bitch? Like, sit the fuck down.
God damn, dude. I miss Zooey Deschanel. I meant like she's dead, but
she's like fucking gone. She's
dude,
dead.
500 Days of Summer is Zooey Deschanel?
I didn't see that. Fuck, I saw the Yes Man.
I didn't like Yes Man. I thought that was dumb.
It's all stupid.
But it was just like, I don't know. It seems dumb.
Great take.
Yeah.
Fucking great explanation.
Critiques on Critiques, yes,
yeah. The director's listening right now taking notes.
I didn't like Jim Carrey, so I don't like Jim Carrey.
You don't like Jim Carrey.
All the movies I've seen right now, and I've only seen his bad movies. I have not seen his classics, but I think his classics are probably already dated.
So Ace Ventura? Nothing?
Never saw Ace Ventura.
One, two, or three.
What is Ace Ventura? They did make an Ace Ventura 3?
Yeah. On Cartoon Network.
Yeah, I was about to say.
Yeah. I was going to say, and then what about the...
Like, Austin Powers, I think, is funny. I like Austin Powers.
Which one?
Yeah. Like, International...
The Spy Who Shagged Me?
No, International...
Goldmember?
International. I like the... Was Goldmember the movie?
The movie? Yeah, they're all fucking movie.
No, they made a movie within the movie with Tom Cruise.
Yes.
Okay, then
yes. The one with Beyonce and stuff.
Yeah.
The Blue Power Ranger was in there, I'm pretty sure.
That was a good character. I liked it.
The Blue Power Ranger?
No, just Mike, but just Austin Powers in general.
Yeah. I can see that. I was gonna say Austin Powers. What other SNL or like just started as a sketch or just you know?
Austin Powers wasn't that, but there's not that many. But it's like Fuck. Conehead. There were lots of bad ones, because I'm only thinking of the bad ones right now. Night at the Roxbury.
Night at the Roxbury. That was not my shit.
I didn't watch it.
That was not my thing.
That was a 90s thing, though.
Definitely, definitely. It worked for its time, but I was already fucking... I was a baby, and I didn't get the scene, you know? Fuck me for being three.
What are we talking about? Oh, Zooey Deschanel. God damn it.
Zooey Deschanel. Is that your celebrity crush?
I'm thinking about it. No, I mean, probably not, but I mean, I just remember
how the fuck, as much as you're drooling over her, she's not your celebrity crush?
She was the one.
She was the one.
She was the one. Fucking crush. God damn it.
That should have been your wife.
Should have been. Nah, I think you can't wife. I think you can't marry Zooey Deschanel. You have to keep her as a girlfriend because it keeps the illusion of youth. Yes.
I see what
you're getting where I'm going with this.
I guess
keep her as a girl. You never, if you're 80, you still